Hey Kevin, you start the assignment about the children's rights yet? Remember, tomorrow, do you know?
Me did start, you know, but me can't what I am, man. Go to the library and try to do some research, but I just some big old boring book. Or some newspaper article with some big word that me not understand. Me I'll end up drop asleep, so you stay.
Boy, me don't know if I'm lucky, me lucky or why, you know. But me go up on the website for the Office of the Children's Advocate and get a whole heap of information. Me get free understand to the website, brand new. It's just what they done put it up, you know. The way the thing set is like them have a part for children and a part for adults. We just click on the children part and get everything we need for the assignment. And then break it down so it's easy for understand.
Ah boy Johnny, you know say nah move right though. Oh, you forget them information there and I share my youth. Come follow me down at the library and me go up on the Children's Advocate website. You think I you alone want to forget A for the assignment, yeah? Sure.
oca.gov.jm. That's the address of the Office of the Children's Advocate's website. Children's Advocate Diane Gordon-Harrison explains that the newly launched website is designed to take information about children's rights into the digital arena in a format that is informative yet entertaining enough to hold a child's attention.
It was my firm view that if you are dealing with the population of the country that is below 18, you needed to have a very dominant and formidable presence in the World Wide Web.
As Johnny mentioned earlier, a key feature of the website is that it tailors its information to adults and children.
When one logs on to the oca.gov.jm site, the first thing you're greeted with is a choice. Are you a child or are you an adult? And if one is a child and clicks on that particular link, you will find that there is a lot of child-appropriate information that is easy to understand. If one goes to the adult page, what you will find is similar information which speaks about the different international conventions, for example, the laws that govern and deal with the whole issue of child rights internationally and locally.
The website also has a kids' corner that provides useful links to educational resources for children for lesson revision and exam preparation.
For those, for example, who are of school age where they're about to sit GSAT, we have a learning zone that features Go GSAT. They can go on it for past papers, useful tips, etc. We also have starfall.com for the younger children who are just learning, you know, the ABCs and learning to count and the phonetic principles and so on. We have language arts practices for those who are in grade school and are now getting familiar with these things.
Mrs. Gordon-Harrison is particularly proud of the Advocate's Corner on the website, which allows her to blog about various issues related to children's rights. Among her latest blog posts is a piece on dealing with bullying among children. But among the website's most important features is a section for persons to make reports about suspected cases of child abuse.
With the ability to appreciate complaints through our own website, it makes us that much more accessible to members of the public, which is what we need to have. And so this is one of those features that we think will increase our reach, increase our accessibility, and make us more responsive to the needs of the community at large.
The website also features dozens of publications and brochures providing detailed information about the roles and functions of the Office of the Children's Advocate, as well as ways in which persons can help protect the rights of children. There are also links to relevant pieces of legislation related to the rights of children.
We have now as well a multimedia page which has lots of material from interviews to documentaries that the office has produced, to resource material, as in useful material that can help you if you're a student studying the whole issue of child rights, and also if you just need to know what the landscape of child rights is in Jamaica, that's available.
Children's Advocate Diane Gordon-Harrison. Remember, the Children's Advocate is mandated to protect and enforce the rights of children and promote their best interest at all times. Visit oca.gov.jm for more information.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.